G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
Can you imagine how Peter must have felt when Jesus said to him, "Where is your faith?" Peter had been out all night fishing, hadn't caught anything. Jesus comes into the picture, and before you know what, the ship is full of fish. I can imagine that Peter was feeling very embarrassed. Let me tell you of a similar experience in my own Christian life. Going down memory lane recently, I remembered a man of 24 years of age who attended our mission hall in southeast London. For some while, did not seem to show particular interest in the preached message, until one day he shook me with his amount of faith, which on that occasion exceeded my own by far. You see, we always went down to the famous Cutty Sark in Greenwich after the evening service close to the River Thames to hold a short open-air service on a stretch of grass nearby. We had the most improvised equipment imaginable to impart the gospel message and a few gospel songs, which were played on a record turntable in what must have been seen to the unknowing onlooker as an old pram on wheels. It was ancient, I can tell you. However ancient it was, I had inherited it, and I intended to put it to good use. It included the microphone attached, which was powerful enough to proclaim the gospel, and all of this equipment was run on an old car battery. Yes, this was a long time ago, approximately 1970, I think. Now to the event. One particular Sunday night, as we began the evening service, I could not believe for one moment that we would be having an open-air service later by the Cutty Sark. It was raining cats and dogs, as Britishers would say. It was incessant and looked in for the night. So I put away to the very back of my mind any likelihood of us making the journey down to the riverfront that night. However, Fred had other ideas. As soon as the service finished, he came up to me and said, "Well, are you ready?" I said, "What are you talking about? Ready for what?" "We're down to the Cutty Sark," he said. "But it's pouring with rain. There'll be no one out and about in a night like this. It'd be a waste of time to go," I replied. He came right up close and said with complete confidence, "Where is your faith, Mr. Alice?" I was quite taken back, I can tell you, but I muttered, "Oh, come on then, let's go." Well, I can tell you the faith was completely with Fred that night, and so we went. And I expected a completely deserted riverfront, and of course I wasn't disappointed. There was no one in sight. As I commenced the service with a Bev Shea song, I looked around and saw a few windows open in high flats at the water's edge, but no sign of life. So with very, very little faith, I began my gospel message, aiming it toward the few distant windows high up where I noticed a few lights on. As I continued in what was probably about a 10-minute address, proclaiming Jesus Christ, to my surprise, a small boy came along the waterfront kicking a football in the pouring rain, and behind him, I suppose, was his mother. She sat on the one wet seat available, about 20 metres away from where I was, and rested while her boy played. Remember, the rain was still pouring down. As I concluded, she got up and came deliberately toward me, and she said, "I came out tonight as my boy was getting so fidgety at home and was pleading to come out, so unwillingly I agreed. Do you know what? I am so pleased I did now, because do you know what? God spoke to me as you spoke, and I want to return to him. I've been backsliding for a long while now, but your message from God has made the difference. Thank you for making the effort on a night like this." Well, of course, Fred, nearby, was listening as she and her son went off, he turned to me with a smile and said, "Told you so. Aren't you glad you came?" I certainly was. Bye for now.
Gracious Heavenly Father, how wonderful are the surprises you give us. We can feel so unworthy as we see even our little faith go down to zero when we look at the circumstances and take our eyes off you. When David went against Goliath, he was thought mad to do so by King Saul. However, with confidence that his God was much, much bigger than Goliath, he even ran towards Goliath. And we know that you, Lord, won a great victory through your servant David. He fully trusted you to give him victory. He knew it before the stone even left the sling. Help us, Lord, like David, not to be overcome with doubts and fears as we see the difficult circumstances. Help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord. Faith doesn't look at circumstances, but straight at God. Thank you, Lord, for your promised faithfulness each day and night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.